Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We've discussed different characters in the saga of David and Bathsheba. There's a few more that we can't forget. We can't forget Uriah. He is simply an obstacle that had to be removed so that David's power was not jeopardized. And don't forget about the soldiers of verse 17 and 25. They were merely seen as collateral damage. They had no part in this whole scenario, yet they also suffered consequences that they did not deserve. And then there's the nation of Israel. So not only do we see that David's abuse of power causes him to minimize individual people, but when we zoom out just a little bit, we see that the nation of Israel is in trouble. You know, in chapter 10, we read and studied about some victories that had taken place. And did you notice how those victories and battles were described? Well, they weren't described in very great detail as we've grown accustomed to some of the fight scenes and wars that we had studied in 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel up to this point. The narrator in chapter 10 just kind of zipped right through them. But when we come to chapter 11, everything slows down and the picture becomes clearer for us. Chapter 11 is an inside look at what was happening on the inside of the kingdom, what was happening in the king's palace while all the men were out fighting to preserve and protect the nation and the kingdom of God. And what was happening on the inside? Abuse, bullying, power trips from the king himself with no thought to how it would affect the kingdom. And here's what we can conclude. The kingdom of God was not safe in the hands of David. And you may say, but Cliff, don't forget all the good. David has given his life to God and to the preservation of his kingdom. This is just one little slip up. Think about all the lives that he has saved in comparison to this. Oh no, you have it wrong. Think about the holiness and the honor of God. You see, as we read through chapter 11, we simply get the recounting of facts. The narrator chooses to offer no commentary on the events. He is simply a reporter of what took place until the very last verse of chapter 11, where it says, "But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord." That is the issue. For all the wrongness of the adultery, and the scheming, and the plotting, and the murder, and all the damage and death that it brought upon the people, the saddest part of it all is that David had displeased the Lord. He sinned against the Lord. The Lord of Israel looked down and saw the hurt done to Bathsheba and Uriah and the soldiers who had lost their lives, and it saddened him. But even greater was the false representation that was made of God's character. David's power trip maligned the glory and goodness of God. David's bullying of people misrepresented the justice of God. David's scheming distorted the purposes of God. David's cold, detached, unemotional behavior did not reflect the compassion of God. The kingdom, after all the victories, we discover is not safe in the hands of King David. It was threatened from within. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, "Let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall." As you pray today, please remember Garrison Orellana and his family, our national changemakers in Peru. And also remember the Kagogo LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.